Good afternoon, sir. What is, first of all, what is your name, sir?
Good afternoon. My name is Jason Marcus Jones.
Mr. Johnson, you could hold on one moment. Let's see who joined to. I think we can go ahead so that we can make progress and without Mr. Johnson and.
Okay.
I know he'll be back shortly, but we can go ahead.
I thought he was there. Oh, there he is.
Very shortly.
The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
I need 2 minutes and I remember to take my maps and I brought something to work.
All right, Mr. Johns, just for the record, can you please state your name and your ADC number?
Good afternoon. My name is Jason Marcus Johns. ADC number is 163466.
All right, thank you. We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form to notify you about this hearing. I see you signed your form on October 30th. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And on that form are your hearing rights. And one right is that you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. You don't have an attorney with you, and we don't have one here. Are you representing yourself today?
I believe so. I am, yes.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board who are conducting this hearing. If you look all the way down on the other end of the bench from me, is the Honorable David Neal. Next to him is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Right in the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chairman for your hearing today. Also with us in the room is Mr. Oliveri, and he is a community corrections officer. He's representing the department. There, you can see Mr. Oliveri now. He's representing the Department of Corrections and your parole officer as well today in the hearing. So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Oliveri in. So, Mr. Johns and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Johns, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if you violated the conditions of your community supervision. And then in phase two, we'll determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Johns, I'm going to read information from your warrant, and as I read this allegation, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. And then the board will determine if you violated your conditions. Do you understand the process?
I do.
Okay, thank you. We'll start phase one of your hearing now, and with this allegation on your warrant, and that allegation is that you have violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or are probably about to lapse in the criminal ways or company by violating condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about July 26, 2017, as verbally or written directed on July 25, 2017. At that point, you were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Johns, is this true or false?
At that time, yes, but it was my fault.
So you did not report on the 26th?
No, it was my fault.
Understood. We'll give you a chance to explain in just a minute. Okay, you'll be able to talk to the board and explain anything you want. But based on Mr. Johns' admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have had lapsed or had lapsed in the criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. And who seconded? I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson?
I did, yes.
Okay, thank you. Hold on just 1 second, Mr. Johns. I am filling out some paperwork. All right, now, Mr. Johns, we will move to phase two of your hearing, and this is where you'll get to explain anything you want to explain to the board. And this is where we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we move on, Mr. Oliveri is going to give us some background information. So just hang on with us, and we'll be right back with you. Mr. Oliveri?
Offender Johns was released from the Department of Corrections on June 6th of 2017. He was arrested on July 29th of 2017 by Gila River Police Department on absconder warrant and old tribal charges. He was returned back to DOC custody on October 10th of 2017. He has only 3 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on June 9th of 2018. Current conviction, 2010, theft of means of transportation, 7 years. Prior convictions, 1999, robbery, 1 year, 6 months. 2003, 2 counts of theft of means of transportation, receiving 6 years and 6 months for each count. The offender has 3 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 4 of 4, mental health score of a 2, and a substance abuse score of a 3. STG gang information, he is a suspect with the Warrior Society. 1 prior term of supervision, in 2002, TIS release, arrested on technical violations and revoked by the BOEC. The offender has a significant disciplinary history with violence and weapons noted. Other arrest, 1998, burglary, Arizona juvenile detention. 98, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile detention. And in 2001, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. His community risk score is a G5-B6.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. And so back to you, Mr. Johns. Looks like you were released to approve to live with your grandmother, Ms. Lewis, at 4614 West Wild Horse Lane in, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, Chul, Arizona?
Chul, Arizona, yes.
Well, I'm sorry, how do you say the name of the city?
Rachel, Arizona.
Rachel, okay, all right, thank you. I've always wondered how to pronounce that, thank you. And were you staying there the whole time?
Yes, I was.
Okay, all right. Were you working at all?
I was working, yes.
What kind of work? What were you doing?
It was landscaping in Phoenix. It was on 19th Avenue and Grant. It's IIE landscape.
Oh yeah, I know that place. 19th and Grant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. By Nina.
Right across the fair, from the fairgrounds, right on that corner.
Right there by the freeway. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I know exactly where that is. All right. It looks like you were referred to task for drug testing, but this warrant does not have any information on that. Did you give any?
I did. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
And how were the results?
It came out good. I went to 107th Avenue, no, 7th Street, Oak.
Okay. And how many times did you go?
Just once.
Just one time?
I'm going to go once. Yes.
Okay. And it came out negative then?
Yeah, it was good, yes.
Okay. One sample. It's just not here, so no information. All right. Here. So why on the 26th, you started to explain and I interrupted you. Why did you not show up on the 26th?
Because, I don't have any transportation and I don't have a car.
Okay.
Or a driver's license. I was in the process of getting my driver's license back and paying payments. For me to get a ride, I would have to set an appointment with somebody that is willing to take me, And not all the time that they can take me, if something comes up and then they back off.
Right.
I didn't have a job at that time, so they would charge me at least $15-$20, just to take me out of the other thing. It was hard for me to get from the reservation to Mason Drive. I lived there on Maricopa City, I did my best, but I did report more than I did in the past when I was on probation. I actually didn't want to finish my parole, It wasn't my intention to come back, but it wasn't my intention. It's just like now, like it's really hard on me, you know? And I know I've done 7 years, but it's still hard, you know? It's just like, I never wanted to come back, you know? I just, and I was a caretaker for my grandmother too, you know?
Understood. Did you call your parole officer at all or contact her?
I did. Called her and I told her what was going on, you know? And she just basically told me, like, I don't care how you get here, you walk, hitchhike, or ride a horse, you know? And I would have done that too, you know? It was just too far for me, you know?
Okay, I understand. Where's the reservation? Where do you live? Is it in Maricopa? The town of Dubbin?
It's near Maricopa City, yes.
Okay, got it. Well, hold on one second, Mr. Jones. Ms. Oliveri has some information for us.
Although the offender did not provide any urine samples for testing during the short supervision period, a saliva sample was collected on July 20th of 2017, and the results were positive for methamphetamine. As for that call with the parole officer, there is an entry dated on July 25th of 2017 by parole officer Yadira Marinas. The offender called to report he did not have a ride to MRPO. Offender was directed to report on July 26th of 2017. No later than 1,200 hours or a warrant would be issued for actively avoiding supervision.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Mr. Oliveri. So, Mr. Johns, it looks like you did have one drug test then. They did the saliva sample and it was positive for meth?
Yeah, well, see, they didn't tell me that. They did do the
swab in your mouth, yeah.
Yes.
And they didn't tell you it was positive for meth?
No.
Did you use meth?
I'm afraid the truth is, I did just, you know, it was just stressful, you know, like, but I mean, I'm not sure, you know, like, My mom, she was telling me, you know, come out here and move out here to Phoenix with me, you know, it's easier, you know, the bus and stuff. And I just did because, you know, my grandmother, you know, it was just me and her, you know, and I was basically a caretaker for her, you know. But unfortunately, you know, my sister, she ended up watching her and my grandma, she ended up walking off and the police found her laying under a tree, you know, so right now she's in a nursing home, you know. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, without me getting any specifics, do you take some sort of medication? Regular medication?
I used to take they were giving me Xanax. And yeah, but right now I'm like taking medication for diabetes.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for that. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Does anyone have a question? No? Okay. All right. Mr. Jones, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I'm going to give you a chance to make one final statement, whatever you would like the board to know, if you could do that without repeating things you've already told us. So what else would you like the board to know?
Before I got released, I had a mindset of finishing my parole, you know? I never wanted to come back in here. I know that I made myself proud, you know, for the first time in my life, I finally a job, you know, by my old self, you know, and on top of that, I finally another job. It was a daily labor job in China, you know, for just day pay, you know, like every time I didn't go to work, you know? I felt good about myself, you know. And the only thing that I didn't get finished was staying, you know, on parole and not, you know what I'm saying, and not getting violated. I learned a lot of things out there, you know. This is like I learned, you know, like a new beginnings, you know, and it took me a while, you know. I mean, I know my past, you know, like. Was as a juvenile, you know, I didn't care nothing, you know. But since I, you know, I'm growing up and, you know, I have, you know, like, I'm coming up with diseases, you know, and I know, you know, that life is short for me, you know, and it, like, I'm not this one, you know, I just, when they were in this role for the first time in life, you know. But unfortunately, that didn't happen, you know. I should go down to Phoenix with my mom. I should have asked me to go to Phoenix.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes. It's just a changing, you know, like slow changing life process, you know, and I think I actually, I don't know, it's just hard for me right now, I know, like, you know, I can't, I don't want to be here, it's punishment, you know, I find this back a little hard for being punished, you know, like, I just really, now I'm hoping to be reinstated, I'm not doing anything, you know. I even got an address right here, you know, for where I'll be staying with my mom. I got her phone number and everything, you know. Unfortunately, she wasn't here. She couldn't, I guess, not make it or something. She works at the hospital, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, my COP got over it yesterday, you know, and this, I just barely got the information from her, you know, the phone number and everything, you know.
All right, sir. Well, the board has been going into discussion. And we operate under the open meeting law, so all of our discussion takes place in public. We have not discussed your case before just now. So you're welcome to listen. Stay right on the phone there and listen to our discussion. And then we'll give you a decision when we get to the end of our discussion. So just remain silent on the phone, and we'll be right back with you. Okay, Mr. Johns?
Okay.
All right, thank you. The floor is now in discussion. Mr. Johns is someone who has obviously the challenge of living far away from the metro area. So I understand his difficulty in getting up to the parole office on the 26th. We didn't discuss his relationship with his parole officer, but I have a feeling that parole officer would have worked with him if he had asked for some help. He was employed, and that's a good thing. It appears he may have some support through his mother in Phoenix, but for some reason he chose not to live there, where it would have been a lot more convenient for work and other things. He has one term of prior community supervision that unfortunately was revoked because of a technical violation. And the one drug test that he took suggested that he had been using methamphetamine. I'm not in favor at this point of returning Mr. Johns to community supervision, but I'd certainly be willing to listen to any comments from my colleagues.
I agree with you.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on points in warrant number 2017 W2596, information that's provided by Mr. Oliveri from the Department of Corrections in our discussion with Mr. Johns. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Johns was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for three days, and also by using methamphetamine while he was on community supervision.
Second.
Agree.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Johns, you heard our discussion, and the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. I do want to encourage you. You'll be released in June, around the 9th. We're not positive that exact date. You should feel confident and proud of yourself for the work that you did, that you were able to get jobs and do that work. Because that is a good thing, but I think you know that the meth use is a big problem, and that's something you're going to have to figure out how to stay away from that. I would encourage you to use this time that you have there, work with CO3, get yourself a nice solid plan, whether it's to live with your mother, it sounds like that might be a good option. But come June, you won't have any parole officer supervision. You won't have anybody watching you. he'll just have you watching you. And I know you can do it, you just have to put your mind to it, but definitely do what you can about addressing the drug use and get a good solid plan so you've got a place to go in June. Okay, Mr. Johns? Thanks very much for participating. Your hearing is concluded.
Okay, yeah, have a good holiday.
Thank you, you too.